I want to stay with pesticide use and take a look at the bigger picture here. I'm joined in studio by Dr. Dara Stanley from UCD's Ag Science Department. Good morning, Dara. How are you? We're obsessed with nitrogen levels on the land at the moment because of the possible loss of the nitrates derogation on some farms. So pesticides don't really get talked about a huge amount. How big a problem are they?
Well, the first thing to say is that pesticides are a really important part of modern farming. They allow us to produce safe food, a lot of food, and good quality food. So pesticides are really used widely in modern agriculture. But at the same time, when we use pesticides, they end up in our crops, in our fields, but they also end up in the wider environment. And when I talk about pesticides, I'm talking about herbicides or weed killers, fungicides and insecticides. And in Ireland, with our grass-based agricultural systems, well, predominantly grass-based, we use a lot of herbicide. We use a good bit of fungicide then in our crop production and fruits and things like that, and then we use smaller amounts of insecticide.
You were involved in a research project where you confirmed that bees were picking up pesticides on plants and bringing them back into the hive. What impact did they have on the hive?
Yes, we've just heard that the pesticides kind of impacts in terms of water and water quality, but pesticides can also have impacts for human health, and they also end up in the wider environment. So we had a project that ran for the last number of years, and we were interested in looking at residues of pesticides in soils and in the nectar and pollen of crops and of wild plants. So what we found was that a variety of different pesticide residues in soils, but we also found them in the nectar and pollen of crops and of wild plants growing in field margins and hedgerows around fields. But the interesting thing was we found pesticides that hadn't been sprayed in that particular year. And we also found residues of pesticides in fields, in fact, where pesticides had never been applied. So what this suggests is that pesticides can move readily through the environment. Again, we've heard how they move through water, but they can also move potentially by drifting through the air and things when they're sprayed. And as a result, they're ending up in these non-target places. So bees then will visit crops and wild plants that produce nectar and pollen, and they can pick up residues of pesticides and bring them back to their colonies. And now we know pesticides, particularly insecticides, are designed to kill insects. Of course, they can have impacts on bees. But whether these small, low-level residues have impacts is much harder to tell. But there was a big European study that took place over the last couple of years, and as many of the sites are in Ireland. And they looked at the pesticide residues that bumblebees were bringing back in their pollen, their pollen sacs on the side of their legs. And they found where there were more residues or riskier pesticide residues in the bee pollen, the colony were performing less well. So it seems that these low residues or these cocktail of residues that can be found within the environment can have knock-on impacts on the likes of bees.
And that's the key thing here, isn't it? Cocktail. It's the mix of these individual pesticides, which in and of themselves might be well below the maximum permissible or minimum permissible level, but we don't know what impact they have when they all get mixed together.
Yeah, so pesticides go through quite a stringent risk assessment process to allow them to be used. But of course, like every risk assessment process, there are limitations to it. So when it comes to bees, the risk assessment process looks at single chemicals individually. And also it's very reliant on looking just at honeybees. And honeybees are one species of bee, but they differ a lot in their biology and ecology from things like bumblebees and solitary bees. But also the risk assessment process begins to look at lethal levels of pesticides. But of course, pesticides may not necessarily kill bees, but they might have what we call sublethal effects. They might affect their reproduction and things like that. But the risk assessment process does not take into account this cocktail effect. So currently we aren't really protecting bees or other non-target organisms from this variety of residues that might be found in the environment.
Obviously, the majority of herbicides are used in an agricultural setting, but how significant is the contribution from landscaping, from gardening, from management companies, from the management of, you know, campuses like UCD or RTE?
Yeah, so we know a lot about what pesticides are used in agriculture because we have to collect really good pesticide usage statistics to report back to the EU, and also agricultural or all professional users need to go through pesticide training.
But less so in the amateur setting.
But then when it comes to the amateur setting, you or I or anyone can walk into a shop and we can buy pesticides to apply in our garden or to apply in the road verge outside of our house. And there's no statistics collected on how much they're used, and also we may not be trained users. So there's quite a difference in how pesticides are applied in these two settings. Now, we have to mention as well that a lot of things, campuses and councils and things, are really trying to reduce their pesticide usage. But until now, there are plans to improve this. But until now, we just simply don't know how much is being used in these settings.
Bottom line, put down the knapsack, pick up the strimmer at the right time of year.
well, that is ideal. I mean, the solution, well, it would be ideal to stop using them altogether. But of course, in many situations, we can't. So if we could try to reduce to use them, or maybe not to use them in situations where they're potentially not needed.
Dr. Dara Stanley, thank you very much for joining us this morning.